and I say, you look ridiculous. Thank you. We're having a bit of fun today telling the nativity story all together. It's a nativity all play, so I'm so pleased. So many of you got dressed up. Can I say, it looks like there's more adults dressed up than children. That's completely fine. So we'll be exploring the story together.
Like to sit down? Okay. I am so relieved that people are dressed up today, so thank you very much. Right, boys and Charlotte, can I have your help? Bring your cards to the front. So we are all joining in with this morning's nativity, so you have really an important part to play. So there are certain words that when they narrate, they will have a bit of a pause afterwards, and you all have to do something. Now, I'm the first person in the service not to do that, so if I can do it today, I think we're okay, and everybody else can join in too. So the first word is well good, because today is our well good nativity, and if it's well good, your thumbs are up. It's a well good nativity. The second word is shepherds. If the shepherds is mentioned, who's got shepherds?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Yeah, shepherds. We need to be sheep. We need to go bah, it's after you. Lovely, lots of lovely sheep. When it's wise men, we have to stroke our chin and go, Mary, who's got Mary? Mary, we're mummy. Mummy. I think we can do a bit better than that. I've practiced really hard at home. So, mummy. Got to wave your hands. And Joseph is daddy. And angels, we have to wave our hands in the air and go, ah. So hopefully they will pause at the right point and that they'll put their right stick up. That's the plan. Okay, right, if you go back in your seats. So the plan of our nativity this morning is for our narrators to tell the story, and then during each hymn I will ask for the right character of the story to come to the front and to parade around the church. If you'd like to then be part of our tableau and stay at the front of the church, I would love that. If you don't, it's not a problem. You can go and sit back down. And adults, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. Over to Charlotte.
Our story starts a really, really long time ago. It was a time before toys, trees, birds and animals, even before those really big animals with floppy ears and really big trunks. Our story starts before humans like you and me, before shepherds, before wise men. Our story begins so long ago, a time before everything. God made the world and it was well good. But the humans he made, like you and me, said mean things and were really quite nasty. In fact, humans didn't listen to God. They hurt each other and wouldn't make amends. So God and humans could no longer be friends. But to be friends again, God had a plan, and his plan was to send a very special young man.
Many years later, there was a young lady called Mary.
Mary.
From the Bible, I mean, not the baker or the telly. Just one day, or maybe even night, an angel appeared suddenly and gave Mary
Mommy.
Quite a fright. The angel said, "I bring good news. It's well good. There'll be a baby born just as God promised." So Mary
Mommy.
Was going to have a baby just as God promised, and the baby would be called Jesus. We are now going to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory.
There was a man called Joseph.
Daddy.
And he was going to marry Mary.
Mommy.
But Joseph
Daddy.
Noticed she had a bit of a belly. He saw her big belly bump and wondered how it got there, and so he scratched his head and twizzled his hair. But one night when Joseph
Daddy.
Was sleeping, an angel came to visit. The angel said, Mary will give birth through the Spirit. I bring good news. It's well, good, honest. There'll be a baby born just as God promised. So Mary and Joseph, both of them, set off together on a journey all the way to Bethlehem. We are now going to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
And if there's any Marys or Josephs, you'd like to come to the front during the hymn.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary was ready to give birth to the baby who'll be king. But guess what? There was no room for them at the inn. Don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax. Take a breather. You'll be all right. So they managed to find somewhere to stay, in a stable, in a place full of hay. They stayed in the place where animals get fed, and it was there that baby Jesus was born, with straw for a bed. Now in a field nearby, there were some shepherds. They were minding their own business, maybe cleaning their shoes, maybe trying to scrape off the smelly sheep poos. But all of a sudden, something really weird happened. Out of nowhere, an angel appeared. Everybody. Don't be afraid, that's what I say. Say hi to the baby, a manger full of hay. Then, as the angel said that, something even weirder happened. Suddenly, loads of angels appeared, and I mean loads, everybody. We bring good news, they said. It's well, good, honest. There will be a baby born just as God promised. So the shepherds, having listened to what the angels said, hurried off to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus, and they found him there lying in a manger of straw in a stable. We are now going to sing Calypso Carol.
And if there's any shepherds, come to the front, please. And sheep. And animals.
There was a young also. There were also some wise men in the story. They had been travelling a very long way, but they didn't use Google Maps or SnapNav. They followed a star. They went to the king, King Herod, and asked where baby Jesus was, as they had seen it, his star. So King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, which wasn't at all far. Then the wise men found Jesus next to the animals with fur, and they brought him some gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the wise men bowed down and worshipped him. We are now going to sing We Three Kings.
And any kings, and especially presents, would like to come to the front. That would be lovely. Thank you.
The wise men remembered that King Herod wanted to report back to him, but Herod wasn't very nice, so they warned in a dream not to go back to him. Don't be afraid. Hear what I say. Just don't visit Herod. Go home another way. Herod searched high and Herod searched low, but where was Jesus? He just didn't know. An angel appeared to Mary and Joseph to warn them to hide from Herod in a different country. Don't be afraid. Don't get uptight. Relax. Take a breather. You'll be alright. So they escaped to a different country until Herod was gone. And when they were no longer afraid, they travelled back home, and that's where they stayed.
So Jesus grew up from a baby to a boy to a man. Jesus grew up to be a carpenter man, and he did amazing things. He healed the sick, he told great stories, was amazing all the time. He also walked on water and even turned water into wine. And do you remember that time, long, long ago, when humans like me and you were mean and not very nice, when we were nasty to each other and we wouldn't make amends, and when God and humans could no longer be friends? But then God had a plan to make us friends again. Well, Jesus the baby and Jesus the man was the exact same Jesus and God's rescue plan. Jesus lived, then he died for you and for me. He did it to make our wrong history, to take the blame for all the mean things we've ever done. But something amazing happened because he's the most powerful one. He came back to life, and it's worth a big high five, because the well good news is Jesus came alive. So don't get scared or jumpy, and don't be afraid. I will always move your ways, says Jesus, not for a bit, but always. And that's why Christmas is the well good news, honest, when Jesus came just as God promised.
Well, I think that was amazing. That was really good, wasn't it? Should we give them all a round of applause? We're just going to do a little quick summing up. So we've had a lot there, haven't we, in that story? We've got all of our actors up here and down in the congregation. But, of course, in that story, there was a big story going on, wasn't there? Do you remember we started right the way back when everything was made in the Garden of Eden? And the story told us that there was a problem, that although God had made it all really good, well good, actually, it had gone wrong, and people were being mean to each other and nasty to each other, and our communities didn't really work as they should. But Jesus is good news into that problem. If there's a problem that things that should be good have gone wrong, he's good news. Now, why is he good news? Well, he's good news, first of all, because Jesus came as a baby, didn't he? Jesus came to be with us in the world. Why is that good news? Not a rhetorical question. Seriously, somebody, why is it good news that Jesus came? Anybody want to have a go?
He came to save us.
He came to save us? Any other ideas? Up here? Did I hear David? To be close to us. Yes, so I think it's really good news that Jesus came to be with us in the world. Because if God made all of the world, then him turning up here is like him saying, I know this has gone wrong, but actually, this is still my world. I still want to be with you, and I want to show you how it can be. So we heard, didn't we, right at the end there, about how Jesus lived this amazing life, talking to people, teaching them, healing people, even turning water into wine. That's my favourite bit. He did all these amazing things because he showed us how amazing life can be. So Jesus is well good news just because he came. But we also heard in that story, didn't we, that Jesus died. Oh, now that doesn't sound like very good news. Jesus died. Why is Jesus dying really good news? Who'd like to have a punt at that one? That's a hard question. Anybody up this end? Oh, James is going to have a go. Why is it good news that Jesus died?
Because we get new lives.
Because we get new lives. That's a great answer. Brilliant. Anybody else got a... Why is it good news that Jesus died? Oh, another one, George.
To take our sins away.
To take our sins away, absolutely. So look, if things have gone wrong, if the world isn't the way it's meant to be, then that needs fixing somehow, doesn't it? We need to take all those things that have gone wrong and deal with them. And that's exactly what Jesus does, not from the manger, but he does it on the cross. He takes all the things that have gone wrong and he takes them, gathers them into one place in him. And then when he dies, he puts all of that to death. So everything that's gone wrong, all the relationships that are broken, all the things that we struggle with, Jesus has already dealt with it on the cross. So Jesus is great news because he comes to be with us, because he dies, but actually he comes back to life again, doesn't he? Why is that good news? Why is it good news that Jesus comes back to life? Anybody? Oh, come on, that's an easy one. Somebody down here. Jackie, have a go. Go on. I'm just going to pick on you if you're not going to volunteer. Go on, Jackie. Why is it good news?
Because he's given us new life, and by coming back to life, then we have the opportunity to share with that new life.
That's brilliant. Excellent. Yes. So when you come back to life after death, it shows that there is life after this, isn't there? That actually, however bad, whatever a mess you think your life's got into, however bad the world around you looks, it's a guarantee that there is life after this, that actually all of that can be dealt with, that actually that can be put to death, and there is new life. We know this because Jesus has already done it. We've already seen it in him. So Jesus is great news because he comes to be with us. He's great news because he dies. He's great news because he comes back to life. And one more thing, he's great news because he is coming again. He is coming again. So you remember, after he came back to life, he went up into heaven and he sent his Holy Spirit to be with us always. But he said to his disciples, "I will be with you always." And he told them, he's coming again. Why is that good news? Why is it good news that Jesus is coming again? James wants to have another go. Anybody else? They're going to think I primed you, James. Why is it good news that Jesus is coming again? Just because it is. Okay, that's... Good effort. Anybody else? Because it'll be an end to all suffering. Excellent. That's a great answer. So Jesus is coming again, and that means that actually this will all have an end. This whole story has a finish. You see, at the moment we're still caught up in the messiness of things gone wrong, things being put right, the Holy Spirit at work in us. But actually, the Bible is really clear, and Jesus is really clear. I will come back, and there will be an end. It will all be put right again. And that is well good news, isn't it? Isn't that well good news? Brilliant. We've got some thumbs up the front. Brilliant. So Jesus, he comes to be with us. He dies to save us. He comes back to life to guarantee us that there is life after all of this. And he's got a story that has an end when he comes back and everything is put right forever. That's well good news. So let's pray briefly together, and then we're going to be led in our prayers for other people in a moment. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that well good news, that you are the one who comes to be with us, and that you can deal with all these things that have gone wrong, that there is hope, that you can put it right, and that there is an end to the story where we are with you. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus coming as the greatest gift. Thank you that we can party and celebrate because you do never ever give up on us. In Jesus' name, amen.